Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Let's dive right in to today's show. First of all, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't left a rating on iTunes, would appreciate it. Just helps amazing people like you find the show. Smash the 5-star rating if you like the Every Day is Saturday podcast, even if you don't. All right, let's dive in. There's a saying that goes something like this. If you look back at the person you were a few years ago and you aren't embarrassed, then you're not making progress. All right. Do you believe that statement? I like it. It speaks to me. Now, I don't know if you got to say if you're not embarrassed. I don't know. Maybe. I think that might be a little too strong. Doesn't matter. All right. We're getting caught in semantics. But what the point of that saying is, if you look back at where you were 3 years ago and you're not excited about the progress you've made, then that tells a big story, you know? So if you're somebody that looks back, what's this, April of 2024, think back 3 years to April of 2021. What were you doing? Who were you hanging around? What were your results at the time? All that good stuff. I mean, geez, in my business, holy moly, light years ahead. I mean, just like, and look, there's been a lot of losses, a lot of failure, cataclysmic type things that just went south. But there's no way to avoid that stuff, man. I mean, just, I don't know, I guess you just stay home and pull down the shades and keep Netflix on until you're dead. I think that's the only way to avoid failure. But I look back 3 years and, man, I have endured some pain. I'm speaking in the business world, you know, just throwing a boatload of money at stuff. It didn't work, and, you know, all of that stuff. And then the wins, you know, you gotta look back at, I mean, geez, even a year ago, you know, what were you doing a year ago? What were you doing in April of 2023? You know, for me, I didn't have an operations manager a year ago. Now I do. Katie, who also happens to be our podcasting launch coordinator for new clients when they come in, they have weekly calls with her. I mean, just bucket loads of new clients that I didn't even know existed a year ago that are now in our program. They're still in it a year later, you know, so it's been amazing. So when you take a lot of risks and you put yourself out there, it takes courage, man. I mean, it just does. It's so easy to just kind of keep the status quo because that's safe. You know what I mean? Like you feel like you can't get hurt. You're just in a little cocoon and you do your normal routine. You do what you got to do. You don't grow at all, but you're okay with that. Like, I'm okay. Growth hurts. I don't want to stretch that muscle too much. I'll stay where I am. But looking back 3 years ago to where you were, what was going on? You know, if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, what was your revenue like back then? Is it higher now? How so? How better have you got at the thing that you do? You know, for me, speaking and podcasting, coaching, I've gotten so much better as a coach, and I already been doing it 15 years before, you know, 2021, but I've gotten so much better because I've surrounded myself with people on my team that hold me accountable, give me great advice. Clients give you feedback, you get better, you know. And I learned something else about myself in the past few years is that it's pretty cool not always being right. That's kind of a loaded statement. What, Sam, you mean you were always right? No, I never liked being wrong. Never liked it. Now, I think it's pretty cool. If I have a suggestion, maybe somebody on our team says, oh, yeah, no. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to do it. Or maybe my coach, my mentor, I'm like, yeah, this feels right. I'm going to do it. I don't think so, Sammy boy. The bridge is out ahead. I'm like, no, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I was wrong. And then I come back and tell him I'm wrong. It's a pretty cool feeling. And the reason it's a cool feeling is because, once again, you're learning. And it gives you an opportunity to take a step back and say, there's no way you're always going to be right. That's why you always seek counsel, get some good advice. And even their advice is not going to be right. But usually you only take advice from people who are where you want to be. Like, I would never take advice from a broke person. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think it just, right, I mean, it just makes sense. If my goal is to leave an inheritance for my children's children, I am not ever going to take financial advice from someone who isn't currently there. When I wanted to speak on big stages, I wasn't going to Toastmasters. Yeah, I love Toastmasters. It's a great program. A lot of our clients have been through Toastmasters. I think it's valuable for the beginner speaker to learn how to get up in front of small crowds, give a presentation, get feedback right away. Fantastic program. Not for me, because I wanted to go right to the big stage. And I did go right to the big stage. Careful what you wish for in that type of scenario as well. Thank God it worked out for me, but I didn't have any formal speaker training. Still don't. I mean, I've never like been through a speaker coaching type program. But I think when the message and the passion is inside of you, you can go through Toastmasters and kind of refine your skills, or maybe take some courses and things like that. But you still got to get on the big stage. So for me, it's like, oh, the heck with it. Let's just do it. Let's get out there. You know, figure this thing out, build the parachute on the way down off the cliff, and hope it works out the right way. But the reason, there's a story behind that. The reason I had so much confidence on the big stage is because I was being mentored by a gentleman at the time who just happened to be a public speaker. All right, he was mentoring me in marketing and business, entrepreneurship, all this stuff when I first got started, when I quit my job back in the day. And he just happened to be a public speaker. So we just kind of have conversations on the side. He's like, oh, Sam, you got this, man. This message, it is going to resonate. This everyday, it is going to. He was just speaking it into me. So how can you not be confident when somebody that you admire and somebody that you trust is actually speaking that into you? That's why I do it with all my clients. Like, I see something in you. You know what people don't hear enough is, I believe in you. Those four words, they don't hear that enough. If you just said to somebody, I believe in you, you'd be a great coach. Because so many people need to hear that. They get beaten up all day long, you know, from the boss, from the employees, or maybe in their business, or maybe from their spouse, or whoever it is. They're getting beat up every day. Who do you think you are? You can't do this. Are you sure it's all right? What if you swing and miss? What if you go bankrupt? I mean, all of these things are in their mind, and then you show up in their life. You say, you know what? I believe in you. Like, those four words, that was rocket fuel for my dream, for what I needed to do. And that's why I had so much confidence. And then I look back 3 years from then, when I first got started, let's say 2005, 2006, somewhere in there. You go to 2009, oh my God, that was a complete 180 and light years of growth. And at the time, I didn't even know what I didn't know. Like, I didn't know how special it was until 3 years were removed from that. So around 2012, 2013, I'm like, whoa, that was, I can't believe I got there that quickly. And then you keep going and you keep looking back. So everybody who tries to measure their success by, I'm not doing as good as so-and-so, or look at their results compared to mine and mine aren't as good. How about where you were a few years ago? And that quote, if you're not embarrassed by the person that you look back 3 years from now and take a look at where you were, then you're not trying hard enough. Well, I think there's something to that. You know, embarrassed by the sense that, have you even tried something in the past 3 years? Have you even stepped out in a little bit of faith and tried something new? Like, when was the last time you tried something for the first time? And that's the person that you should strive to be. And then wait 3 years and then go back and connect the dots. I think it's a really powerful mindset to have, because it stops you from comparing yourself to everybody else, having that imposter syndrome, where you should be versus where someone else is. Where were you 3 years ago? I bet if you've tried at all in the past 3 years, you can look back and think, wow, yeah, I've grown a lot. Am I where I thought I would be? I don't know. Let me think. 3 years ago, where did I think I was going to be? I mean, I think at the time, I always thought I'd have a coaching program around speaking and podcasting and messaging and marketing. I mean, that's never going to go away. I'll be doing that till my last breath. But I didn't have a mastermind group. As I mentioned, I didn't have a team, an operations manager, a messaging coach, and other people that work with us. didn't have our community on school where we host our community there. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I didn't have a few years ago that I have now in business. And oh, by the way, still married, kids are healthy. I mean, can we keep the main thing the main thing? You don't got to look too far to count your blessings. So compared to other people, the misfortune that they've fallen into over the past 3 years, the bad luck that they've had, what I'd stuff, relationships, finances, things like that. Oh my gosh, I'm doing just fine. And so are you, I would imagine. So are you. So the purpose of today's message, look back. Where were you a few years ago? Where are you now? Look back a year ago. And where are you now? I bet if you connect a lot of those dots, you're a heck of a lot further than you thought you would be. All right, that's the inspirational message for today. When you're ready to launch your message, I want to work with you one-on-one. Make sure you book a call on my calendar. All right, go to launchmymovement.com. We'd love to hear about your dream. Bring into our six-week coaching program. Launch that message and let's get going. All right, say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.